Good morning. Good morning. So our theme today is the I that is not I. So let the body relax. Just settle back and relax. Letting go. Just resting back in understanding that this is a journey of remembrance, a remembrance of what already is. Life is complete, so there's nothing to attain, and there's nothing to fix, for life is perfect, and there's nothing to find. Because everything is already within you. What is, and what is not. I rest now in awareness. And no matter what the appearance may be, it unfolds within the vastness of awareness within the vastness of my being. All is connected. I listen from the heart in remembrance. I recognize the only thing taking place now is consciousness speaking to consciousness. Consciousness listening to consciousness. That is the flowing of this present moment and every moment. So all is well. Be still. I thought today that we could take up the confusing idea that we all have or have had this feeling, that is an I in my head is me. This inner chatter, this inner talking. This I claims to remember. This I thinks. This I makes decisions of I love this, I don't like that. Or even I need to detach from the belief that this voice in my head is me. Detach from the idea that the voice in my head is myself. Okay. I makes the comments when I looks in the mirror. Right? Like, my hair looks pretty good today. Or my hair is such a mess, it never looks right. I gives compliments and I judges or blames. We call this inner voice that seems so normal and so convincing. We call this voice me. The observer, or myself, or I. It seems so solid, and so permanent. From the appearances and experiences of being a young child and growing and maturing into an adult, it feels like a real identity, right? And that feeling and that belief is strong. It really feels as if there is a me living inside the body, looking out at a separate world. I believes there is a me here and a you and everything else out there. Separate and apart, each from the other. This is how it appears, and this is how it feels. It seems so natural. But this sense of apartness, of separation, is at the root of all suffering. Think for a moment, whenever we take up old hurts, old memories, strong opinions and beliefs in separation and identity, there is an energy shift in our demeanor, in what we emit, and there is a feeling of incompleteness, a feeling of heaviness. Because why? Because in that moment, we are denying the very presence of ourself, our true self. Okay. But it is this sense of separation. Separation does not actually exist. We only believe in an idea and a concept if we're still believing in separation. Okay. So a sense of separation gives the illusion, okay, that there is a little self, if we can use that term, that is trying to get along in a world that it doesn't understand. A world that always seems to be foreign and out there and doing whatever a world does. Okay. But in that belief, in that system, we experience a feeling of fear. A feeling of what we consider to be separate and unpredictable. So that feeling rises from holding to a belief of a little I, a me, a something apart from everything else. That is the only belief that is going to rise up in you. This feeling of fearfulness that I am not what I already am. That belief, that idea, that concept. Okay. So when we make claims of this is mine, my feelings, my pain, my life. Okay. And the more we give our attention to my story, the more strong that story can feel. So I think we all know by now that memories are not what we still believe them to be. That through the years, our concepts, belief patterns, ideas, this me changes, and the stories change. And in those changing stories, memories are sometimes distorted. Okay. So when we are triggered by a memory and we allow that memory to bring up in us that feeling of sorrow, that feeling of anger, that feeling of even hatred. The story does not hold the power to do that. At that moment, we are being presented with an opportunity to release that old belief pattern and accept the reality that what is present is not a me or an I or even a rememberer of things. We are given the opportunity to take that breath. Come back to the heart and remember what I am. So that's a way to look at the stories if they are still triggering negativeness. And if we're still holding that negativeness rather than sitting with it, looking at it, and allowing it to pass. Okay. So that sense of separation, that idea of separation, it only occurs with me, with a mind. It doesn't occur in the heart. So these ideas and beliefs and patterns, they are the center of our feeling and being fearful. Okay, but guess what? The problem is not in a belief of separation. The problem is not in the world. The issues or the problem is the glasses we use to view it. In other words, the issue is that we are not seeing clearly. We are not seeing the story clearly. We are not seeing this idea of a me living here in the body, or a separate I person living here in the body. And when we are accepting that as real, and then presenting the reflection of that out there on the screen of consciousness, we are not seeing clearly. We're wearing the wrong glasses. Okay. So we're not seeing clearly when we are looking through the filters of the story of a me and believing it is the truth. When we live in a belief system and a story of separation, we are plagued with wants and desires. Desire to attain, desire to have something, a desire to be somebody in order not to feel so small. Okay. And that is the recipe for suffering, wants and desires. And again, there's nothing wrong with a story of feeling small. The issue only rises in our believing it. Okay. So the vastness of being is the vastness where everything can come across to your awareness. Feeling of being a small person, a feeling of not being worthy, a feeling of not being good enough, or a feeling of joyfulness, or a feeling of it doesn't matter. What comes across your awareness, that's not a problem. It is in our believing it as being the truth of our own being that creates an issue within us. And again, that energy is sent out to the world, to everyone that has their hand up and will pick up a sense of separation. So, what if we for a moment, let's contemplate it though. That the concept of there being a me and the world as not being truth, but being an illusion. Okay. We might be thinking, I've tried so long to get rid of this idea of a me, to get rid of this concept that I am a separate something, a separate person. Okay. But have you yet contemplated on that being an illusion? Rather than trying to get rid of something, which we know when we try to get rid of something, we bind ourselves to it. So from a different perspective, we can look at that and contemplate that as being an illusion. That the world and a me, a separate me, are not real. And that is not really what is happening. It's not really what's going on in this moment. All of that, this idea of me, all of that is but concepts, belief system, old patterns, old conditioning. And if we're still having a problem with it, okay, if we're still blaming a feeling of anger or resentment or confusion on that little me or that old self, that needs to be released. Because those ideas are just coming across your event horizon, coming across your awareness. That idea of a world and a me in separate positions is an illusion. That what is happening is that the observer and the observed has never been separate, has never been two. There has never been a reality of a me and a world, of a me and an other. Those are concepts and beliefs born in the idea of separation. But they have never been a reality. There has never been a separation. What you observe is always in a relationship of oneness with the observer. So there has never been two. And then from that position, we can question the validity of a separate I and of a me. When we have taken that in, question. We are always to question, we are always to challenge thoughts and ideas. So the question is, if there is an I, is that I really in the body? Is there really a me in the body? And if there is, where in the body is I? Is me? Is it fixed somewhere in the body? And if it is, then I should be able to find it in there. You can find a heart, you can find blood vessels, We could even see nervous systems. We can see the bones. We can find the bones. We can find muscles. If there is a separate me, where is it? And what is this I that makes the statements, I am good enough, I am not good enough? What is that I made of? Where is it? The I that's always saying, I need to do, or I should do, or I could have done. We all know that I. If it exists, where is it? And where does this I come from? Where does it arise from? So, is there a permanent, unchanging little person self that is my own self right now? So let's take a little look. Okay. A little sincere inquiry. What is going on in this moment? So just follow a deep breath. A breath coming in and then out. A breath coming in and then out. Just quieting down. Okay. First, let's hold in consideration that there is no self, no little fixed person to be doing all the things that we believe this person has been doing. Okay. So let's hold that in consideration. Okay. So it is quite obvious that there is something here to be seeing, to be hearing. To be feeling and thinking, etc. But we want a really close look. So I want you to bring out a really huge microscope so we can have a good look at this, okay? Question. Has there ever been anything in your experience that has been unchanging? Big microscope, we're looking close. question. Is there a permanent, unchanging me looking out from behind the eyes? Now it has to be permanent, has to be unchanging. Is there an unchanging me? Is there a permanent me listening through the ears? Or is it more like a flowing? A listening, flowing of words, a flowing of music and melodies and tempos, a flowing of even sunlight changing positions through the day. A flowing of nature. A flowing of ideas, even a flowing and changing of beliefs, and a flowing and changing of opinions, not to mention the outer changes of the body form. Okay. Even the position of furniture in a room, flowing, changing. So is it more like a flowing of the five senses? You know, the taste, this is sweet, and how that feels, and just being with that feeling of flowing. A flowing of feelings. Oh my goodness, 1 minute we're dancing in joy. You know, 10 minutes later, we're crying over a story or a movie. Yeah. So a flowing of feelings. They're not stagnant. They flow. Okay. Flowing of perceptions, opinions, ideas, concepts, beliefs, flowing, moving, changing, and so on. And flowing from one little experience to another throughout the day, perhaps 1,000 times a day. All of these are ever changing and flowing. We are already aware that perceptions and feelings only hang around if we give them our attention and bind them to us and add them to a story and then hold on to the story. But they too are changing and flowing. So in this moment, can you see a little clearer that you are not the ever-changing sights and sounds, the feelings or sensations? Can you see that ideas and concepts and beliefs do not comprise a permanent separate person? Can you see that? Experiences, beliefs, memories, they do not comprise a permanent separate person. They were experiences in consciousness. seen by awareness. They were not experiences of a person. They were experiences taking place in the flowing of consciousness and brought into awareness. Can you see that the ever-changing activity that we are aware of and even the activities we're not aware of, we're not aware of a pulse, we're not really aware of a heart beating or blood flowing in veins, we're not aware of what's transpiring on other planets or other galaxies or other, no. But those sights and the feelings and the sensations that we are aware of, can you not see that they are ever flowing, ever changing? And that they are not the ingredients for a permanent separate person, but that they are ever flowing happenings in the field of awareness. So what is taking place? It's something we do not see when our eyes are on separation. Because what is happening, what is taking place, is an all-inclusive connectedness of everything. No separation, no me and you, no us and them. But what is flowing in the vibrations, in the frequencies, is the frequency, the vibration of inclusiveness, of connectedness. Connectedness of everything. Everything is taking place within the field of consciousness. Nothing is outside of it. Nothing can be separate. Okay. Take a breath. Got a little story. Okay. Let's pretend to be looking at a flower in a garden. Sorry for the labeling, but it's part of communication. Okay. So pretend we're looking at a flower in a garden. Okay. Now, the usual way of seeing this is that it is something separate from myself. But let's look again. Okay? What is really happening that most are never aware of? Okay? So again, leave the labels behind. They're just a tool of communication. Okay. Okay. First, we have the form. Okay, we're not going to label it flower. We're not going to label it anything. It is just a form. Okay. Our eye lands on this form. Our attention lands on the form. Light from the form enters the eye. Right? We all know that. Okay. The internal agents of the body, meaning the brain and the nervous systems, process a signal. Okay. Form, light into the eye, that's a signal. So the internal agents process that signal. Now, in the processing, the appearance may produce a feeling or recall a memory. Okay. The nervous system may process a feeling of peacefulness or even unpleasantness. Any feelings may arise and then fade away. That moment is colored by the inner agents of the body. Okay. You got that? Okay. And through what we have been taught, the mind's perception gives us the labels. And we believe we have seen a flower, separate and apart over there. Now, granted, labels are important to our daily activities and communication. But make a note, labels are not reality. Great for communication, but not reality. But from the given recognition, our reactions and thoughts take place. I love these flowers. Okay? I. The I that we cannot find, the me that doesn't really exist, but it's making a statement that it loves these flowers. I remember them from my mom's garden. Another statement. Or these flowers cause sneezing. I can't be near those flowers. I. And the mental activity, it does feel quite personal. Okay. But the feelings and perceptions are always changing. So, next in this mix, we have consciousness. Now, understanding that consciousness is not a thing watching from behind the eyes either. It is the continuous flowing of knowing. Okay. The actions of seeing, hearing, thinking, but it too is changing depending on the conditions. Is consciousness not here as you right now with a higher vibration than it had when you began your journey? Deeper understandings, greater awareness. So consciousness is changing, is flowing. And that is what we want to remember. Consciousness isn't a single something hiding behind my eyes. It is a continuous flowing. Okay. And also understanding that consciousness is not the self or this I that is sought. It is not a something. There is no consciousness without something to be conscious of. There is no observer without a something to observe. So, where is the I we have looked for in the body, in the feelings, in the thoughts? And in consciousness. But we have not yet found a solid, permanent self. And could it be because the self is not solid like a stone, but more like a stream? The self is more like a river, a happening. A spontaneous and flowing. It is in seeing this that we awake from the story we keep telling ourselves about a me, a happy me, a depressed me, a vibrant me, a dull me. We awake from this story about me being a fixed, separate person with personal memories and personal opinions and personal ideas that is in control of its life. Ha ha. And we awaken to one of seeing that. Life is flowing, that life is interconnected and alive. And if life is a happening, a process, connected and impermanent, can a connectedness that is a oneness flowing ever be two? Or is it really just the one moving and flowing connectedness? Okay, I'd like us to give a try to a practice for a few minutes today. And perhaps some of you are already work with this beginning phase of meditation, this mindful attention. It is very simple, and it is something we can do anywhere at any time. And actually, no one will even know that you're doing it. So we're going to start with our attention on the heart, and we're just going to breathe as if a breath is coming out of the heart and then returning to the heart. So a breath coming into the heart and a breath that is leaving the heart. Okay. And we're going to breathe to a count of four. So we're going to breathe in and count one. Breathe out is letting go. Breathe in is two, okay? Has I got the idea? All right. So there's a breath coming into the heart. That's one. Breath out, letting go. Breath in, count two. Breath out, letting go. Breath in, count three. Breath out, letting go. Breath in, four. Breath out, letting go. And then just gently repeat that. And if you start to follow thoughts, just bring attention back to the heart and return to the awareness of the count. We're just going to do this for a minute. Okay. Breath in, one, and breath out. Letting go. In. This is a beautiful way to begin a meditation to bring us into the silence and the stillness of the heart. So, as you contemplate and as you see more clearly, we also have to recognize that when in conversation, we use the words me or I or mine, we must be knowing deep in our heart that there is no I, there is no me or a mine. These are conveniences of conversation. But we must know there is no I. When someone asks, "Hey, how was your day?" And the response is, my day was just lovely. I had a beautiful day. That the knowingness in the heart is that there is no me to have a wonderful day, but there is an experience of a flowing in my awareness that what is called the day was peaceful and beautiful. The terms, the labels, convenience, but it is awareness that is present of what the day was like. The mind just gives colorful labels to the experience that has no words or labels. So we are to live out from the heart. We are to live out from reality and truth. Okay, so as the words come, that we are at home in the peacefulness of the heart. So today, we took a look and perhaps got a better understanding of exactly what is going on. Where does this I come from? And perhaps next we can continue from this point, right? Okay, so how about questions or comments? Yes, love.
That was absolutely beautiful, darling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I hope that it has kind of pushed for a deeper understanding, a way to look at something with a new light.
Yes. So it's the awareness is the constant watching the flow of the consciousness.
Not me.
And I'd love to hear this recording again. Will it be available?
Yes, just text me or send me your email address, and I will be happy to put you on the list.
All right, I'll put it in the
They're
chat.
always available at the website, but there is a list of my favorites that I send them out to when they're ready for to go to the website. I send them out to this listing first. So, okay, I'll do that.
I
Just
just put it in the chat. Thank you so much.
if I remember to look at the chat. Okay.
If not, I'll get it to you.
Okay.
That was really lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful spirit.
Thank you, love. Yes. Okay. Any other comments or questions for today? Okay.
I loved that, Mary. I absolutely loved that, Mary. It
Thank
was,
you.
oh my gosh, I'm going to have that really,
Okay.
words can't express it, but it beautiful, beautiful. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
love. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Okay. If there's nothing else, then we will call this one complete and have our little prayer. So let us pray. Most beloved, thank you for the loving grace that is my truth, that I am not a this or a that, but what is the nature of all life. life that flows freely and peacefully. Thank you that what is, is. Thank you that life is, and for the peace in this understanding.
Shanti, shanti, shanti. Okay.
Amen. Namaste.